Track 16, Musical Memories. Our second musical subject this month is Antonín Dvořák, the Czech composer. Alison Aplin has contributed this feature, but Tony will read it, starting with a question.
If I were to ask, do you remember the Hovis advert from the 1970s? I'm sure lots of you will reply, yes, of course I do. And while you're saying that, you will instantly hear in your head the iconic tune from that advert, directed by Ridley Scott, which is, of course, the main theme from the slow movement of the symphony entitled From the New World by Dvořák. Arranged for brass band, this tune accompanied the 1973 Boy on the Bike advert for Hovis Bread, as a young boy trudged up a steep, cobbled street, which is Gold Hill in Shaftesbury, Dorset, with a loaf of bread in his bicycle's basket. The view looking down from the top of the street has been described as one of the most romantic sights in England, and the advert has been voted Britain's favourite advertisement of all time. The composer of the music, Antonín Dvořák, was a Czech composer who was born in Prague in 1841, when this part of Europe was called Bohemia. His musical gifts were apparent from an early age, and he played the violin in a village band and in church. In his early compositions, Dvořák made use of the rhythms and other influences from the folk music of his native land, and these can be detected in many of his later works too. As he became established as a composer, Dvořák travelled outside his home country and made several trips to England, often conducting performances of his own works, though to the best of my knowledge, he never visited Shaftesbury. However, in 1892, he moved to the USA and became director of the National Conservatory of Music of America in New York City, when he was offered what in today's money would be nearly $500,000 a year. His main goal in this move was to discover American music and to use its idioms in much the same way that he had used Czech folk music. He supported the concept that African-American and Native American music should be used as a foundation for the growth of American music. And so it was here that he wrote his Symphony No. 9, From the New World, along with his highly acclaimed cello concerto. Later he moved to Spillville in Iowa, which was made up of mainly Czech immigrants, and this helped to alleviate his homesickness he might have had for the land of his birth. He did eventually return to Prague in 1895 to work and to continue composing, and he died there in 1904. It may also be of interest to you that, like a previous composer of the month, Engelbert Humperdinck, Dvořák also has an asteroid named after him. It's asteroid 2055. It is an irony that a piece entitled From the New World has become associated with a very oldie-worldy style advert, but I think you will agree that they suit each other perfectly. Apparently, Neil Armstrong took a tape recording of the whole symphony with him on the Apollo 11 mission to the moon in 1969. I'm assuming he also brought it back with him. Otherwise, it could be said that this was an out-of-world connection too. And now I'm sure you will have that tune going round in your head for several days to come, particularly when you're tucking into a slice of bread or a sandwich. Bon appétit.
Last stop on round would be old Ma Piggott's place. 'Twas like taking bread to the top of the world. 'Twas a grand ride back, though. I knew Baker'd have kettle on, and doorsteps of our home is ready. There's wheat germ in that loaf, he'd say. Get it inside you, boy, and you'll be going up that hill as fast as you come down.
Oh, this still has many times more wheat germ than ordinary bread. It's as good for you today as it's always been.
And bon appetit to you too, Tony.